Chapter 2 Noah ran to the workhouse. Mr. Bumble was surprised to see him.
"Oh, Mr. Bumble, sir," said Noah.
"It's Oliver." "Has he run away?" asked Mr. Bumble and smiled.
"No, sir, he's gone mad. He tried to kill me, sir. He tried to kill Charlotte. He tried to kill Mrs. Sowerberry."
Mr. Bumble didn't know what to say.
"Please come and whip him," Noah asked.
Mr. Bumble nodded. Charlotte and Mrs. Sowerberry locked Oliver in a room.
"Oliver!" shouted Mr. Bumble.
"Let me out," said Oliver.
"Do you know my voice, Oliver?"
said Mr. Bumble.
"Yes," replied Oliver.
"Are you afraid?" asked Mr. Bumble.
"No," replied Oliver boldly.
Mr. Bumble was cross.
"Oh, you know Mr. Bumble. He must be mad," said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"It's not madness, ma'am," replied Mr. Bumble.
"It's meat."
"What?" asked Mrs. Sowerberry.
"Meat, ma'am, meat. You've overfed him, ma'am."
"You need to feed them gruel," said Mr. Bumble angrily. Mr. Sowerberry was out. He didn't see Oliver angry. When he came home, Oliver was still locked in the room. Charlotte, Noah, Mr. Bumble, and Mrs. Sowerberry told Mr. Sowerberry about Oliver. Mr. Sowerberry unlocked the room. He dragged Oliver out and talked to him.
"Now you are a nice young fellow, aren't you?" said Mr. Sowerberry.
He boxed Oliver's ears.
"He called my mother names," replied Oliver.
"Well, and what if he did? She deserved that, and worse," said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"She didn't," said Oliver.
"She did," said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"It's a lie," said Oliver.
Mrs. Sowerberry burst into a flood of tears. Mr. Sowerberry beat Oliver and sent him to bed.
Oliver was very unhappy. He made up his mind he was going to run away. Oliver thought, "I can hide in London. Not even Mr. Bumble will find me there." Oliver only had a penny, 2 shirts, and some stockings. He was hungry and met a young man. The man gave him food.
"Running away?" the young man asked.
"Yes," said Oliver.
"Got any lodgings?" the young man asked.
"No," said Oliver.
"Money?"
the young man asked.
"No," said Oliver. "I know somewhere. Come with me. My name is Jack Dawkins. You can call me the Artful Dodger." The two boys walked to Field Lane. The Artful Dodger stopped and listened. Oliver heard a whistle.
"Plumbing and slam," Dodger said.
The door to the building opened. Dodger took Oliver inside. They went upstairs. There were other boys and a man sat in a room.
"This is him, Fagin," said Jack Dawkins. "My friend, Oliver Twist."
"Nice to meet you, Oliver," said Fagin.
They gave Oliver food and a bed to sleep in. He woke up to breakfast. He found out that the boys and Fagin were pickpockets. A woman called Nancy came to visit. She was pretty and kind. Dodger took Oliver out to show him how to pick pockets. Oliver liked Dodger, Nancy and Fagin because they didn't beat him.